At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Big day with the trading deadline. San Diego Padres, they surge after two major deadline deals. We'll talk about where they are in the World Series. 10 to 1 odds, down from 22 to 1. Big upgrade for the Padres. Aaron Judge hits a home run last night. He is now favored, and it's fairly significant. He's favored to beat Roger Maris in the 61. I love the 61, but that's interesting. He is the favorite now. And finally, for the Mets across town, DeGrom's making his debut this year. He is a huge favorite. Here comes a 4 Hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more. You heard it. I'm RJ, live in Las Vegas, live on a Tuesday, live on 226 FSR stations across this great, great nation. AJ Hoffman getting his bum knee operated on today. I said, you can't get a headset, you know, from the recovery room?
Would make sense.
He said no. But luckily, and this is a big baseball day, so we got the right guy. We have Scott Seidenberg from the Vegas Sports and Information Network, and he is a former New Yorker. Now he lives in Vegas, but he loves baseball. I mean, you would think you're in your 70s. No, young guy, but he loves baseball. Is that true? True enough?
Yeah.
Okay. What would be your number one takeaway?
Mm-hmm.
And saying, if you were, from a fan's perspective, not a batter's perspective, what happened in the last 2 or 3 days around the trading deadline?
It's hard to imagine that the Washington Nationals won a World Series 3 years ago and had a roster that included the likes of Max Scherzer, Anthony Rendon, Juan Soto, Trey Turner, and now everybody's gone from that team. They pulled a Marlins. Remember the Marlins? Mm-hmm. Twice.
Like 96 or something?
In 97 won the World Series, and then in 03 won the World Series and tore it down both times afterwards. That's really what the Nationals have done. That whole team is gone, and they are...
Well, Strasburg is still there.
Yeah.
They're every 3 months, he might start a game. Okay. And that was a legitimate win, though, when they won that, meaning it wasn't some fluke.
No, they were,
that was
they were
the
really
best.
Good.
It was the best team, probably. They came on, they surged late, if I remember. Mm-hmm. Is this an example, and is Florida another example... And you said about 97, I guess, in 03, mm-hmm. where if you're a small market, you can maybe align your timeline for one surge, and that's it. That you can't really do it more than a year or two, whereas a team like the Yankees, Dodgers, they can keep reloading and perpetually be in competition. And if that is the answer, what's with the Padres, who are seemingly spending a ton of money?
Yeah, it's two different philosophies. Do you sell out for 1 year and try and win it, and that's all your goal is?
Can a small market win it any other way?
It's hard. I mean, is Atlanta a small market? Because Atlanta...
Well, they got that... Superstation's supposed to bring in real money,
and
right?
They have locked in now. They just signed Austin Riley to a 10-year deal. They now have their core locked in for the next several seasons. Last year was not a fluke World Series. They're going to be competitive for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Legit contenders for the next 5 years. But a team like... Look at Milwaukee, okay? Milwaukee is traded away Josh Hader, one of the elite closers in Major League Baseball. They bring in a good haul from the Padres, and they're a team that is not necessarily selling out to win it all in 1 year. They're trying to sustain this for the next several seasons by acquiring some of this young talent, and I don't know if that's the smartest thing for Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee would be a team that's better off trying to sell out to win it in 1 year.
Now, this brings up an interesting point. So let's look at Milwaukee and what happened around that trade. So on Monday, and this would have been on August 1st, they were 20-1 to win the World Series, and now they're 28-1.
Mm-hmm.
So very tangibly, they went from 20-28-1. It was a clear drop-off. Not a huge drop-off, but a drop-off. If they would have traded for the same quality, let's say they would have got, because, I mean, if we look at the Padres jump, and obviously we can count, today was another trade of theirs, and we'll talk about it specifically. I mean, let's just say for the sake of argument that the Brewers would have gotten someone as good as they traded, do they go from 20-1 to 12-1? 14-1. And your point is being Milwaukee was at 20-1. They could have traded for someone, or they could trade someone away.
Mm-hmm.
They traded someone away, they went to 28-1. If they would have traded for someone equally good, maybe 14-1, 12-1. You're saying, hey, if you just want to be competitive in the pennant race, the people in August still wanting to come to the games, the way they're doing it now makes the most sense.
Yes.
If you're trying to win it, though...
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the way to do it. That's a philosophical question that each team has to answer. You being a Yankees fan, growing up a Yankees fan, you're spoiled, right? But
yes.
Put yourself in like the Pirates. If you're the Pirates, wouldn't the Pirates love to be Milwaukee?
Yeah, what's the question? I used to ask this all the time. What would you rather have as a fan of your sports team? One championship and 9 years of obscurity, or all 10 years, you are one of the contenders for a title. You may not win one, but for every year, you are one of the contenders.
I think you're right. Now, as a Steelers fan, I'm spoiled too. So I would rather have one Super Bowl in 10 years and have some non-competitive years.
And I'm a Jets fan. I would take one Super Bowl and I'd probably do unthinkable things to get it.
See, that's what's funny. You think with the Jets, you would just want to be competitive. But I guess you were under Rex, right?
And it's
funny. As much as it felt like you were competitive and you made two championship games, conference championships, you really never were all that competitive.
No.
I mean, it didn't feel like the Super Bowl. Those last two wins are the two toughest wins, right? Conference championship and Super Bowl, obviously. We're straight out of Vegas. Okay, let's talk Padres. Today they got, and you could make the case, a lot of times you trade for an established guy, you're worried about his age. Is he going to be, how good, Pujols is an extreme example. How good will they be at the end of the contract? Padres traded for a very young quality guy that if they could keep paying him would pay off for years to come.
He's 23 years old, and there are 12 players that were named to this. There's a bunch of players that were named to the Futures game this year, Major League Baseball. Top prospects, all of Major League Baseball.
So this is kind of like the rookie sophomore game.
Not even, these guys aren't even in majors yet.
Oh, these are minor.
These are all minor.
Okay,
leaguers.
Okay.
Of, there's 18 starters plus the bullpen. So you figure 50 guys on the team, 25 on each roster. Only 12 of them are younger than Juan Soto. he's 23. I don't think people realize this because he's been in the majors. He won a World Series of the Nationals a couple of years ago.
I don't remember. Was he instrumental on that team?
He had that huge hit against the Brewers that was the bases-clearing triple that he had when the ball got past the outfielder, whoever, forgot who the outfielder was, and it scored all three. They went from being down, whatever it was, 3-1 to being up 4-3. That was a key moment for them. Yeah, Soto is 23 years old. Think about it. Aaron Judge right now is going through this whole contract issue with the Yankees, and the Yankees conversation has to be, do you want to give Aaron Judge a 7 or 8 year contract? He's 30 years old. Do you want to pay a 37, 38 year old $45 million a year? Or Juan Soto's 23. You can give him a 10 year deal right now, and by the time he comes to the end of it, he's 33.
Well, the only catch 22 is when you have that few years of history of being good, there is a chance they're not that good. I mean, RG3 would be an example. Now, you could say it was an injury, but but once a guy has 4 or 5 good years, it's all, you know, he could get injured or something, but odds are that's what who he is, right? Soto, you would make the case there's some uncertainty, but you know, you're right, is age isn't going to be the issue. He's not going to get old before the contract runs out, which is one of the reasons you would think the Yankees, I mean, it seems like the Yankees always trade for people who are got 1 or 2 good years left, and then they're limping around with them, paying them gigantic dollars for 3 more years. Man, you get someone this young, it's kind of interesting. Now, as a casual fan of baseball, I used to be a bigger fan. I'm happy the Dodgers didn't get Soto. I'm happy the Yankees didn't get him. To me, to some degree, to have some, you got to have a foil for the, I mean, the Yankees are going to be the team with the money. The Dodgers now even more the team with the money. You got to have a good competition. If it's Houston, you know, in the American League, if it's Atlanta, whoever it's going to be, you got it. And now the Padres and the Dodgers, in theory, this is going to be a battle for the West in years to come.
Yes, it should be.
Now,
and it feels good to have that. And we thought we had it last year with the Dodgers and the Giants, and it turns out the Giants were maybe a little bit of a fluke last year.
Okay, let's look at the World Series favorites. And then McKenzie's got some data on the Padres, where they fit when it comes to market size and richness of a team, etc. The favorite right now, the Dodgers, by a smidge, plus 370. So 100 wins you 370. Yankees second favorite, plus 390. Astros plus 475. Mets 7-1. Padres 10-1. Braves 12-1. Okay, here's what I see. I see one in the American League. It's Yankees, it's Astros, and there's not much else.
No, I think the rest of the teams will eat each other up in those early series, whether it's the Blue Jays or if the White Sox rise up and win the Central, or if it's just the Twins who win the Central. You know, there's no Seattle's not making any noise in the postseason. It's going to come down to Yankees, Astros, and the ALCS.
And they in the first top 2 seeds in each American League, National League get a bye.
Yes, because now there's a third wild card team. So it's a bracket style that's going to go where 1 and 2 have byes, 3 will play 4. 3 will play 6, 4 will play 5, and then 1 and 2 face the winners.
So you never know what's going to happen, but it does look like in the AL Championship Series, Yankees-Astros will be a battle.
Yes.
And maybe that's why you could make the case the Yankees are the better team, because the Dodgers are slightly favored right now to win the World Series, but it feels like maybe it's an easier road, because as much as you can say, well, the National, for the Dodgers, as much as you can say the National League's a little deeper, because they got the Dodgers, they have the Mets, they have the Padres, they have the Braves. Those are four, you know, at least the bottom 3 and 4 team there are good. But I would make the case, if you're the Dodgers, the Mets aren't as good as the Astros. And thus, I think that maybe you could make the case that the first and the third best teams in the American League, and thus it's a little easier in the National. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Where do you come down on that?
I think the National League is going to be compelling, because I think that when it comes down to these series, yes, over the course of a long season, I take the Dodgers over anybody. But when it comes down to a series, if you're giving me the Mets against the Dodgers now, and with all due respect to how good some of these Dodgers pitchers have been, I'm taking Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom against anybody that the Dodgers throw
out
there.
DeGrom's making his first start, though, the entire year?
Yeah, he hasn't pitched since last July.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have no idea what he's going to give us, right?
Well, he was throwing 100 in his rehab starts, so.
You know, I was thinking about the 100. Let's do this. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk about, one, the richness of the Padres, or quite frankly, how they're not rich. And two, we'll keep breaking down who we see as the playoff likely winners. And is there any value with these Super or World Series bets? I don't say World Series very often. I say Super Bowl a lot more. But this is a special baseball day. All right, and we got to appreciate that. Now, if you're dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. We are straight out of Vegas. Stay tuned.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Like you'd have to, yeah.
I think I'd go vet minimum and with some escalate with some bonus structure.
But you would need your doctors to take a look at him. You can't trust his medicals.
Well, no, because he doesn't have the good insurance.
Yeah, you need your doctors to take a look at him.
I don't personally give insurance. I just, you know, figure everyone should handle that themselves because it's a personal choice. This is, though, the fastest growing show on Fox Sports Radio. Audience has doubled in the last 2 years plus. Thank you so much for the support, and we'll keep working extra hard to keep delivering a show worthy to spread the word about. You can listen on foxsportsradio.com. Just go up there. It's streaming all the shows, including The Herd, and you can find out where your local station, and if you're traveling, what's the local station? All of it up there at foxsportsradio.com. Here in Vegas on the Strip, 101 degrees. The neon is pumping. Okay, we're talking Padres. Now, one of our concerns was this Soto, he's young, he's good. And you were talking about, as you went back and looked at some of the game play-by-play, when the Washington Nationals won it, he had one of the key hits, if not key hit, in that playoff, in that multiple series, I guess, one of them.
They don't win the World Series without Juan Soto.
So what happened?
In the wild card game against the Brewers, down 3-1 with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning, With the bases loaded, he rips a single to right field that Trent Grisham, the right fielder, misplays, clears the bases. They go from down 3-1 to up 4-3.
So they were down by 2 runs.
They were down 3-1.
Oh, my God.
Bottom 8, 2 outs.
So if he hits a liner, gets out there, they got to score 2 in the bottom of the ninth.
To tie.
So they're less than 10% at that point.
They win that wild card game, go on to win the World Series.
And he was like either 19 or 20.
Yeah.
We haven't, you know. I mean,
he was like 20 years old.
20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't even have a beer after the game. Now, let's be honest now. I don't know exactly Soto's, background, but was he from what country? Or did he grow up in America?
No.
Dominican Republic.
Yeah, he's Dominican.
So isn't there concerns about some of the, like, with the birth certificates and stuff, that he might really be, like, maybe 4 years older? Is there any concerns about that?
I haven't seen any concern. I haven't seen an Albert Pujols situation with this kid. I mean, he's got a baby face. He looks young.
Okay.
I mean, Albert Pujols came into the league, and, you know, it was like
so
that.
Has that been proven?
What, that Pujols is much older than he is?
Yeah.
I don't think anything's been proven. But, I mean, that was a Danny Almonte situation, if you remember that.
The Little League World Series. Yeah. All right, we are straight out of Vegas, joined by Scott Seidenberg in studio. Okay. And AJ, as we said, struggling with his knee, but he should be. He's going to be on the road to recovery. It's not quite like when an NFL guy does it. You know, he's back and running at 100%. I remember Joey Galloway might have been the first guy, and he actually grew up really like 5 miles from me, and he was 1 year younger, and he blew out his knee at a high state.
Mm-hmm.
Came back faster. He was like one of the first guys, and just the technology was finally getting there that some of those knee repairs didn't affect him or even in some ways helped him. And obviously that's become more the case. But AJ, we'll see. We're just hoping he gets close back to his abilities because, you know, when he's running around getting me lunch and stuff, it's like I don't want it to be him being slow limping. Right, McKenzie?
No, you got to be fast with that stuff.
Now, McKenzie did some really good research here, and it was on the fly because we were concerned. Soto, he's young. He's only had a couple good years. Maybe it's a little fool's gold. Well, he went and said, okay, let's get everyone who had 500-plus games before the end of their age 23 season. So effectively saying 3 full seasons – is going to be 162 times 3. So we're talking about even more than that
mm-hmm.
by the age of 23. So you're going to have to get started when you're like 19 to be on this list. All right. And we said, all right, let's see the guys with the best on-base percentage that met this criteria. And this is a who's who of baseball players. Go ahead, read them to us.
And we're looking at best OPS to be precise, not on-base percentage.
Oh, OPS, which is what?
On-base plus slugging.
Oh, okay. All right, and do me a favor, McKenzie, just back away from the mic a little bit for some reason, and then go ahead.
So, yes, Ted Williams is number one on this list. You might have heard of him. Jimmy Fox, Mel Ott. Everyone on this list is a Hall of Famer unless they're currently active, like Mike Trout and Miguel Cabrera, who are future Hall of Famers. A-Rod's on this list, Hank Aaron, Ken Griffey Jr., all with the best OPS before the age of 24.
That is no doubt impressive.
And just by comparison, if you want to look at, I mean, let's just look at the same team. Look at the Nationals. Bryce Harper. You would consider Bryce Harper one of the top players in all of Major League Baseball right now, right?
For sure, yeah.
Every team would take him, MVP. Every team would pay him any amount of dollar, right? Bryce Harper, they both
within range, yeah.
Well, they both came up at 19. Harper's first, let's go 4 years, OPS, 817, 854, 768, 1109. And Soto's 923, 949, 1185, 999. His first years have been so much better than Bryce Harper's.
And I mean, now how old was Harper at the time?
He was 19.
All right, so this is about this,
the same. They both came up at the same age.
This is like a 1-to-1 then.
Yes.
Okay. We're straight out of Vegas. Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having trouble with your battery, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, America's number one battery destination. Okay, so he's really good. Soto. The Padres get him. The Padres trade for the reliever of Milwaukee. They are now 10-to-1 to win the World Series. We don't know exactly how. And McKenzie, do me a favor, pop up the payroll info, or not the payroll, but pop up the richness of the different teams and cities, And if I remember, the Padres are somewhere around 27th when it comes to the metro area, and they have the fifth biggest payroll. Now, see if you can find anything on revenue generated by the team. Because that's one thing, and Scott, you might have insight into this. The Yankees benefit from being in New York, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But the YES Network is a cash cow for them. You look at the Dodgers, their cable deal locally.
Yes.
Huge cash cow. The Dodgers, with gate receipts, they have a bigger stadium, and they can charge more for beers and the Dodger dogs. You'd agree with me, the size of the metro area, it's correlated to revenue, but it's really revenue is what is going to dictate how much money you can spend.
Yeah, and I'm seeing revenue 15th as of last year in Major League Baseball. That was their revenue in 2021, so maybe that's only per last year's revenue.
Yeah, so you're saying Padres
were 15th, $282 million.
All right, and that's what McKenzie is confirming, 15th out of 30. Mm-hmm. So I think that's about exactly in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just doing the math there real quick in my head.
Some would say that.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
If you're exactly average with revenue, mm-hmm. and you have the fifth biggest payroll, that either means the owners are willing to make less money or even lose money. Or this is a short-term thing that has some agenda other than long-term winning, which could be trying to sell the team. Who knows? I'm just speculating. Do you have any sense this is that if the Padres can do it, that they want to keep down this path?
Yeah, they're going to keep down this path. And they don't have to pay Soto right now because he's still under control for two more years. So they don't have to give him the big contract now. They can just pay him what he's owed for the next couple of years. And who knows? Maybe they'll get rid of Manny Machado in a year or two. Mm-hmm. They could do things to manipulate this roster so that when it comes time to paying a Juan Soto, it takes the place of someone that they're paying right now.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to, and the theory being they don't have to do that for this entire season,
correct,
the rest of the season, and next season.
Yeah.
And then the next one, though, they'd have to do something with his contract.
He's got two more years after this.
After this one.
Yeah.
So this one, next one, and the next mm-hmm. one is all cost-controlled in a very reasonable way.
Yeah, I mean, he'll hit arbitration and make whatever money he's going to make, but it's not going to be they're not going to have to give him $400 million.
So in a weird way, that made that trade chip even more valuable.
That's why,
did Washington get back a proper haul?
I think they got things good to build off of.
Okay.
And it was the argument that was being made as to why trade him now as opposed to hold on to him. Keep in mind, he's turned down two separate massive extensions from the Nationals, clearly indicating he does not want to be there long term.
Now, is that just because they don't seem to be committed to winning, or did you get a sense there was something else?
I just get a sense that the team was not going to win in the next several years.
Yeah,
they won their title, and the whole roster has been. He has sat there, and again, he's young, but he has watched all of these elite players
fall
leave
apart
the Nationals.
Around. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Scherzer gone, Rendon gone, Turner gone. All these players leaving the team.
Wait, look at that list. Where's the Nationals on revenue?
Nationals last season above. They were $322 million. So the Padres were 15th, 14th, 13th, 12th, 11th.
Jeez. So in theory, Washington has more money coming in. Well, not in theory, by
last year they did.
Yeah, well, why would last year be any different than a typical year?
Because this year they stink.
But if anything, they stank last year, didn't they?
A little more competitive than this year.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, how much, if we went back and looked at the World Series year, in theory, the next year. So I guess they were already dismantling that team the next year mm-hmm. after they won. You think you at least try to defend the thing. I mean, you know, to me, as a Pirates fan, I quite frankly, I think I can speak quite knowledgeably about the futility of being a small market or let's say having a stingy owner, having a greedy owner. I don't know what the exact word is. I think it's very negative, whatever it is, because let's be honest, Major League Baseball subsidizes the lesser teams because
mm-hmm.
this
revenue sharing
in the NBA, they penalize. Now that, I never thought of that. If someone's over the cap and they pay a penalty, who gets that money in the NBA? Do you know? I don't think it doesn't get spread out amongst the teams. I don't think
it probably goes into a pool, and because I don't know.
I mean,
but in Major League Baseball,
Commissioner Silver, that's his vacation fund.
But in Major League Baseball, if you're over the luxury tax, that goes into
that
the
gets
revenue
spread
share.
Out with the other. Mm-hmm. So in a weird way, if there's any sport that now in theory you could say, well, there's a hard cap in the NFL, so okay, fair enough. But between NBA and baseball, it seems like if you have less revenue intrinsically at your with your franchise, you're getting the benefit in baseball of that revenue sharing, which means the lesser team should be more competitive.
Well, it's one of the huge arguments of people that are so anti some of these bottom teams like the A's and the
Pirates.
Marlins, the teams that have the low payroll, and you know, you can say, wait a minute, they got this much money from revenue sharing, but they're only spending this much money in their payroll.
It's like corporate welfare.
Yeah, the owners are making money, yeah.
And I mean, you look at it, the Pirates are always, and I'm going by my recollection here, but the Pirates are always making good money. And it's like, I'm not asking you to go broke to put a winner on the field, but every once in a while even, can you maybe just break even one year? You know, is it okay that you don't make another couple hundred million and maybe let's pay some players? Or at minimum, let's keep the guys that are homegrown? And listen, I don't want to make this too sad, but it kind of is. I mean, the music makes me sad.
Yeah.
You watch someone, let's say you start seeing or hearing about them in Triple A or even Double A. Oh, yeah, last year's pick, he's hitting .330 in Double A. Then maybe you go on the internet to hear a Triple A game and it streams. You know, it's like, oh, okay, he's going to be good. Finally, he's brought up. He starts hitting the ball great. He's doing great. And all of a sudden, though, when he's brought up, is based upon this goofy time serve thing where it's like, well, we can't bring him up now because it will actually count that year, which I hate that, too.
They've changed that.
When did that change?
This past new season. Remember
Thank
there was,
God.
Remember there was a lockout at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah.
I mean, they started a week late, right?
Yeah.
So that was fixed, 100%.
Yeah.
Thank God. See,
yeah.
So I'm right to complain. Maybe I was contributing the one other time I complained. But the reality is, when that player finally gets good, and then it's like, okay, time to you've graduated high school, going off to your future college, and then they go to the Dodgers or something. How many times does someone go through that before they lose their passion for the young guy they drafted, knowing they're going to be out the door?
And everyone jokes about the Pirates players that are just going to eventually play on the Yankees. O'Neill Cruz comes up this year, and everyone's like, he's going to look great in pinstripes in a couple of years.
And I'll be honest with you, that's why, and I'm being sincere, I have boycotted the Pirates. I mean, I was as big of a Pirates fan as I was a Steelers fan, but I got a good buddy of mine. I always tell this story with him. Couple of times, Matt Lowe's his name. He's a hardcore Steeler fan, hardcore Pirates fan. And I told him, you're the reason the Pirates stink.
And he's is he the reason?
Because he supports him regardless of what the owner does. And it's like a moral hazard. They can do whatever they want and there's no consequence. If Matt Lowe would say, enough already.
Not going to games.
I'm not watching the games on TV. I'm not buying the bat and gloves. Maybe it changes.
There was an old, I remember.
If we stand by and let injustice, go ahead.
What's serious is that it's one of the most beautiful ballparks in all of Major League Baseball.
And but no one knows.
Exactly. And there was, do you remember The Onion, the satire article? There was an old, I remember years ago, there was an old Onion article that was like, PNC Park threatens to move if the Pirates don't build a better team.
We're going to give his Twitter account, but let's see how good his pick is. If it's not good, I'm going to just conveniently forget the Twitter account. If it's good, we'll give it. Is that fair?
Sure. I mean, it's as square as it's going to be. So
he's getting us ready.
You want to start measuring the 90-degree angles or what?
And after that, I'm going to give you one of my favorite NFL props of the year. I loved it. I just talked it through again. It makes even more sense. By the way, Padres up 7-4. They're inspired.
Yeah, game one of the doubleheader. You realize the Rockies have lost 14 straight game ones of doubleheaders?
Now, what would that be about?
Just not being prepared when you come to the ballpark? I have no idea.
I think it's about... Now, what would be interesting is because different teams approach doubleheaders differently, right? So on one hand, you can play your better players in the early game.
Yeah.
Or play your better players in the later game.
Sure.
Or split them up where you have half-decent players in both games. Mm-hmm. Or you can say whoever the better pitcher is for the other team, we'll kind of give that up.
Yeah.
And there's all kind of
like you're going up against Yu Darvish in game one. We're going to chalk that one up.
Sacrificial lamb and then get your good guys and try to get the split. But if they're losing 14 straight first ones, it'd be interesting to see what their process is that's leading to that, right? Because I'm guessing it's not just pure luck. The Padres, though, were only minus 225. I mean, that's a bigger number, but that line actually went down. If you look at it, it opened 235.
Yeah, Luke Voit got traded, so he was obviously out of the lineup today.
And Soto wasn't in the lineup.
No.
How quickly does a guy like Soto get in the lineup typically?
Probably tomorrow.
That soon. Okay. Yeah. So during the deadline, when there are these, and sometimes they will, and now it's kind of.
He might be on a plane right now, like on a private jet or something.
And sometimes, like as of yesterday, they might be trading, they sit out because they don't want them getting hurt.
Soto played yesterday, hit a home run against Max Scherzer. It was
really?
It was a good final day for Nationals fans to see him.
Boy, that's wild. You think if you almost have a trade, you sit him that game.
Well, I don't think they almost had anything.
So it was one of these. So this was unexpected. The Padres surged with the offer then.
I think it was just a matter of who was going to pull the trigger. And I think the Padres, seeing the Dodgers really about to make a deal, were willing to then go the extra mile to get it done.
Before you give your World Series pick, do you think Washington, who plays at 7:05, Are they demoralized?
I can't see how they're going to score any runs today.
But that's about how good the team is without Soto.
No, I also think that they just have no interest in playing.
Okay, and if you look at the number here.
It's not just Soto that got traded. Josh Bell was their second best bat as well, and he went to the Padres also.
And when was that trade?
He went with Soto.
Oh, really?
Part of the Soto trade.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And by the way, the Mets are playing Washington. They are now minus 350. You don't see many lines as high as 350 in baseball. It means you got to bet 350 to win just 100.
Here's a good tweet from David Pernum from ESPN. It says that the Mets are 345, 350. It's the biggest road favorite of the season. It's the eighth time.
Did you see my instincts there? Did you see that?
Well, yeah.
I said, you don't see one that high very often.
It's the eighth time that the Mets have been minus 300 favorites since 2017.
So, once a year.
Seven of those eight starts, Jacob DeGrom was the starting pitcher. Today, Jacob DeGrom.
You know something? I'm gonna call this a lean, just a little lean. I'm gonna lean over eight.
Okay, let me tell you something. I said this on my show last night. If there was no Soto trade, I was betting the Nationals today,
figuring that there was a sigh of relief.
You might have gotten a disgruntled Soto because he doesn't want to be there, but maybe the rest of the team picks it up, and I was going to fade DeGrom on his first start back. But after this trade, no Soto, no Bell. This team is just dead. DeGrom's going to throw five shutout innings and get out of the game.
So you want to do a $100 bet? I'll take over eight.
You'll take the over eight?
I like over eight. You're saying it's going to be shutout, so press the green button, buddy.
Well, can I get the Nationals under? Because what if the Mets score nine runs?
Well, I mean, again, we don't all these team totals and all these bets that you can get $50 on. I don't deal. I deal with the big bets.
But I think
this is a no. You
this
don't
is
want
a
it.
No, because I think the Mets might score nine runs.
All right. All I'm saying is DeGrom coming back, there's certainly uncertainty, right? There's uncertainty.
Yeah.
And number two is I'm not sure Washington doesn't, because this is their current reality here forward the rest of the year. Maybe they're going to be, hey, guys, this is it. Larry Bird's not walking through this door. Let's go.
Yeah, but I think if you're also...
quickly, then we'll get your World Series.
If you're also, Dave Martinez, the Nationals manager, it's like, I won a World Series. This team is now
done. Then it's time to get him out.
Exactly.
It's time to get him out of there.
I don't even want to be here anymore.
All right, if you had $100 I gave you and you had to bet on one of these teams to win the World Series, which team would it be?
It's the Yankees. They're the best team in baseball, and they actually got better at the trade deadline. And everyone wants to talk about, Andrew Benintendi, who's now going to be their everyday left fielder, but the pitching that they got, Frankie Montas from the A's, Lou Trevino, who is now sliding, they have four closers. Once Zach Britton, who could possibly come back from Tommy John surgery at the end of this season, if he comes back, the Yankees have four closers in their bullpen.
All right.
So right now they have three. They have Clay Holmes, Aroldis Chapman, and Lou Trevino now in their bullpen.
Yankees right now, you can get almost 4-1. They're plus 390, second favorite to the Dodgers. My best bet, I'm going to do it quick, and then I'll kind of do it tomorrow again with more detail as we're ending the show. I like Tua under 4,000 passing yards.
Ooh.
And I love this play, and here's why. Think about what Miami has done in the offseason. They signed one of the most expensive left tackles in the game, Armstead, except that's not Tua's blind side. If you're getting ready for a long future with a left-handed quarterback, do you really sign the most expensive left tackle when that's not his blind side, right? Okay, so that's like, what does that say? It says they're ready for a future without Tua. Okay. Another thing, would you trade for Tyreek Hill or sign, or I guess trade in that case, Tyreek Hill in a situation where he's one of the best, if not the best, long ball threat in the game, and Tua has a noodle arm that doesn't throw long all that well? And then you think about the Tom Brady stuff and just now the owner Ross is getting penalized for the talks and the illegal contact. They're ready for a post-Tua future, which means if Tua isn't doing so well, Teddy Bridgewater comes in, and that means Tua doesn't go over 4,000. He only had 2,600 yards last year. He played 12 games. I mean, he has to get 1,400 more yards to go over 4,000. I don't think that's going to happen. Best bet, Tua under 4,000 yards. And, oh, by the way, Scott on Twitter, it's at Scott's on air. We'll be back tomorrow. Is that right?
I'll allow it.
Is that right?
I'll allow it.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. And today, obviously, you can get the show on podcast form if you missed anything. And tomorrow, I'm going to give you another NFL best bet. Talk to you then.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.